This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In North Carolina, students from a dozen historically black colleges and universities spent this weekend talking about HIV. It's one of the first gatherings in the country specifically for black college kids to talk about ways to practice safer sex. Public health experts say this is especially important for black Americans who are disproportionately affected by the AIDS crisis. From member station WUNC, Leonida Inge reports.
The college students at the Stomp Out HIV-STDs conference in Durham are from every corner of North Carolina. State public health officials and researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sat prominently at a front table decorated with school memorabilia and condoms. They listened as young African Americans spoke openly about HIV and AIDS.
My name, as you said, is Jonathan Perry, and I'm a senior at Johnson C. Smith University. That's my support system right there. I got to Johnson C. Smith University in 2000, and in January of 2001, I found out I was HIV positive.
Perry says many of his classmates reacted to his HIV positive status with confusion and gossip.
You know, there's been speculation, well, I heard he got AIDS. No, I don't have AIDS, I'm HIV positive. And I'm not ashamed to say that I'm HIV positive because somebody's going to wear a condom tonight when they decide they want to do what they want to do.
North Carolina public health officials began a new testing and counseling program in fall 2002 to track the spread of HIV in the state. What they found was a disproportionately high number of African-American male college students testing positive for the disease. The news prompted the Centers for Disease Control to visit the state over several months to dig deeper. Lisa Fitzpatrick is an epidemiologist with the CDC in Atlanta. After the study was released, she took part in focus groups with students at historically black colleges and universities in North Carolina.
When I talked to students and we asked them about why they were engaging in risky behaviors, someone said, because you can look at someone and tell whether or not they're HIV positive. I thought those days were long gone, and it was a real eye-opener to me to think that we still have stereotypes or messages are conveyed in such a way that we don't realize that you or I could have HIV.
Peace up, A-Town down.
The last night of the conference, students at North Carolina Central University organized a big stomp party to go along with the theme of stomping out HIV and STDs. But not one of the students could hit the dance floor until they were quizzed on the risks of unprotected sex and the transmission of HIV.
Okay, what are some of the body fluids that transmit HIV?
Semen and blood.
Semen, blood, breast milk.
Nikita Boyd is a recent North Carolina Central Health Education graduate. She conducted a HIV 101 course at the party. Once they reviewed the basics, there was a condom relay race where students were tested on how to correctly put on a condom using a plastic life-sized penis.
On your mark, get set, go!
Many students feel their universities lag behind majority white institutions in spreading HIV prevention messages. North Carolina Central University was the first minority institution in the state to offer students AIDS tests, and that was only a few months ago. The CDC says conferences like this one and a similar one held at Clark Atlanta University earlier this month could serve as a prototype for HIV education at black colleges. For Day to Day, I'm Leonida Inge.